Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Those horrible two words that strike fear into the hearts of a lot of us. Swimsuit season. It's not too far away. And if you're promising yourself that you were, one, going to get more active over the winter period, or two, eat a little bit less to make sure that the swimsuit season wasn't going to be as traumatic, well, we don't know where you're sitting at the moment, but this may strike a little bit of fear into your heart. Having a chat this morning, Dr. Leonard Veerman, Senior Lecturer at the University of Queensland. Dr. Veerman, good morning. The sun always shines in Queensland, so it's pretty much always swimsuit season north of the border, isn't it? Good morning.
Yeah, but you get used to it, so it's a bit fresh now in the water.
Yeah, certainly can be. Well, this is interesting because the World Health Organization have thrown a bit of a theory around and a bit of an amount of exercise that you need on a weekly basis, and a lot of us don't even get to that. But it was bandied around 10 hours of exercise a week, but apparently some new research, and you're suggesting that's nowhere near enough.
Yeah, well, first thing, they want 10 met hours, and you can do one met hour, so walking is three met values. So it's about 2.5 hours of walking per week that they recommend. But that's really a minimum. So if you're inactive and you achieve that, then that's good. But our study found that if you go beyond, you do more, you get more benefits.
And what are we talking about? So let's just explain the met hours for someone like me that doesn't understand it. If I go out and I say, look, I'm going to do 10 hours exercise, walking exercise, if I do 10 hours of walking, is that considered 10 hours?
No, that's considered 30 met hours, more or less. So if you walk, then you spend three times as much energy as you do sitting still. And that sitting still is met value one, so that's a metabolic equivalent of doing nothing. And if you're very active, so you go running, you may have a multiplier of eight. So in 1 hour, you can have eight met hours, if you will.
It's a little bit confusing, I suppose. The good yardstick would be to try and factor something in as far as exercise every day. Do you think that human beings, we want to find when it comes to exercise, if we're not only overly keen on it, we want to do the bare minimum and try and tick that off the list?
Many people find it a chore, but the challenge is to find ways of doing exercise or physical activity, actually, not necessarily exercise, that you enjoy. And sometimes you can just get it into your daily life. So if you, instead of taking the car to your local shop, if you can walk there, or if you can cycle to work, or take public transport and a bit of walking or cycling, then you just build it in naturally and you don't have the feeling that you must do running or something you hate.
Leonard, are you finding that we are doing more or less? Are we actually becoming more sedentary as the years go on?
In the past, yes, but I have good hopes for the future because, for example, if I look here in Brisbane, the bikeways are getting better and the council is aware that for health it's good for people to walk. So they try and build the facilities that we need to actually do that.
Do you find at this time of every 4 years, either a Commonwealth Games, because the next Commonwealth Games, of course, is coming to the Gold Coast, so that's coming to Queensland, do you find around Olympic time that people get that spurt of wanting to purchase a bike or purchase a pair of runners or some new swimming goggles?
I'm not sure, but I do think that the Olympics reporting has influenced the reporting on this study, particularly. So I think the interest grows, yes. And to see all these sports doing these great things, it does give you a boost and you want to participate and do something yourself.
So the World Health Organization, are they tending to fall into line? Where are they going with their original suggestion on minimum weekly exercise at this point?
I don't think there's any move to really change that because, I mean, if you look in Australia, most Australians don't make it to the recommended level, so they're 2.5 hours of walking per week. So if achieving that is already a good benefit. And you can set guidelines that are five times higher, but that just means that people will give up and say, that's much.
It's very Australian, isn't it?
It's a bit of an all or nothing. I mean, yeah, I come from the Netherlands, so I cycle to work. And there I was one of the faster ones. And here they go left, right and centre past me because they're all in Lycra and they're taking it as a race rather than just going from A to B. So there is a bit of that, the spirit of doing it totally or not at all.
Leonard, I've just come back from Europe and I spent a couple of days in Amsterdam and I still cannot get over. People say to me, what was the highlight of your trip? And I said, well, I don't necessarily know what the highlight is, but if you want something that blew my mind is purely the amount of bicycles in Amsterdam. I still cannot get my head around the thousands upon thousands upon thousands. Virtually everyone does it.
Yeah, Yeah. If you enter, if you leave the central station, there's a sort of a tower floating there, which is a bike parking thing of several stories, and that's to get all the bikes. And then still there's bikes everywhere. So, yeah, but it's just a form of transport. It's most convenient. It gets you there. You don't have to wait for a tram or a bus even. Cars is a nightmare there. So you take the bike.
I'm considering heading to the Netherlands and opening up a puncture repair shop, and I think I'll be a millionaire within about the first couple of weeks.
You might be, although unfortunately the tyres are getting better and better. So.
There's always something against me. All right, so we mentioned the swimsuit season's not too far away, spring's knocking on our door. What little bit of advice would you give for getting started? If someone's been a little bit lax over winter and the couch has seen more of their backside than the bike seat has, what's a couple of simple things you would suggest for getting just the exercise routine up and running?
Yeah, try and find something that you don't dislike and that you can do while doing other things. So everything counts. Gardening counts. Walking to the shop counts. As I said, if you can do active transport to work, something like that, and then just stick to it. And don't expect immediate results that you'll slim down very quickly. But you'll feel better, and it does reduce your risk of chronic disease. So, and the first bits matter the most. So if you're inactive at the moment, you've got most to gain.
Yeah,
may
not happen overnight, but it will happen.
I hope so.
He's not signing on that. Dr. Leonard Veerman, thanks for your time this morning.
2NURFM 103.7.